These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain. Innocently, they dance. Innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Want to go down?
Not for air.
Oh, yeah.
Underground Radio.
It's true. Sheena is a punk rocker now. So, yeah. Welcome to something I wanted to try that I kind of always wanted to try, in a sense, is the word. I want to be a radio DJ. I always did. So, of course, you know, I started Not For Air Underground, or Not For Air Radio, many, 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 many years ago. And, you know, I always play unknown bands and underground stuff and stuff you definitely cannot play on the radio, which is the whole point. So now I wanted to try something completely different and be like, what would it be like if I couldn't swear, which I'm not going to drop the F-bomb, the S-bomb, or any of that stuff at all. And this is not a whole hour, so don't worry. But I'm not going to do that. And I'm playing all radio-friendly stuff. Now, some of it might be harder than others, but it's all stuff that's you've heard on FM at some point. Not really pop stuff, mostly metal and like pop punk, maybe some, you know, 90s stuff, but that's about it. Yeah, you know, it's a little bit different than our normal thing. But again, I always wanted to do that, even though I love doing the underground stuff more because I have 100% freedom. And not to worry about edits The bands get to be themselves, and I can be as much of a jerk as I want without getting in trouble. So, anyway, but this is not going to be playing on Podunk. This is strictly on Podbean, so I don't have to worry about getting Podunk in trouble for playing this music and that kind of thing, because you wouldn't hear that stuff on Podunk anyway, so... Just food for thought. Anyway, here's some more of that lovely, friendly radio stuff. Enjoy.
Record player has been wearing thin. The sucker.
to Not For Air. Not For Air. Underground Radio.
So fuck it, I changed my mind. Yeah, I just said fuck again. So here's what I thought during this little thing, because I really tried. Now, let's be clear, I grew up in the 90s and early 2000s with The Buzz and all that before that. And you know what? Newfound Glory, their first two albums, wasn't bad. I admit that. I might have lost some punk points, but whatever. Don't care. So, and Sublime, I mean, fucking who didn't love Sublime in the 90s? The problem is they played that fucking song I just fucking played to prove a fucking point to fucking death. But again, I told Ian on the Metalcast, the other show I'm on that I produce, that it isn't the radio's fault per se that they play the same song over and over again. It's the people in charge of that from the record companies and all them that tell them to play this shit over and over again, Taylor Swift over and over again. It's all a money scheme, and I get that. I do. So here's what I want. This is what I want to do. Why not have both? Because I don't mind these songs, and I know there's a lot of mainstream people that still kind of do. So instead of being on FM, which is the frequency controlled by the FCC because they're assholes, instead of that, why don't we do this? Because a station, I want to find a station that'll have the balls. Okay, because it's a royalty thing. That's why we don't play this stuff a lot, because of payments and all that. Anyway, and I like to focus on the underground bands anyway. So, why can't I have my cake and eat it too for once? Let's do that. Let's find a station that will do advertising online, pretty much like The Buzz, but be 100% uncensored. And play, and not have some machine and some people going, you know, we're going to play this and that. You know, I get it. You want stuff that people will be like, oh, I have to tune in. You have to make it interesting. The problem is your music alone won't make it interesting anymore, because everybody can get on iTunes, right? Your shows have to be interesting. But if you don't really have any DJs that are a show and it's just somebody pushing buttons, you don't have a show to make it interesting. I used to tune into the radio. A, the internet wasn't around. Not like it is now, back when I was a kid, okay? So first of all, the radio was all we had besides fucking TV, Nintendo 64, and all that shit. The internet came, and it was dial-up, and it was cool. We had AOL radio and all that shit. But it's not like it is now. So FM was fine. You know, you had gutsy shows. You had the 90s had a resurgence of pop punk and punk rock. You know, Pennywise and Lagwagon and, you know, all that stuff. Metal was really kind of there still into the thing, and you could mix it up. But over time, everything became sensitive and crappy. Okay? So now, instead of having FM, let's just have one somebody who has the balls to have advertising and the royalty fees and stuff, but not be controlled by the FCC and be online only. And what you do is you can have a budget of not that much for promotions. You really can. Because I worked in promotions. I've been doing the radio half-assed because I'm so busy. But if I had 100% of time to dedicate, which I will if I'm getting, you know, if it's my job, I mean, I'm doing like 80% to 50% just on passion, which is pretty fucking good considering. But if we could find somewhere that would, you know, as a job, pay me to DJ and have a show, doesn't have to be all the time, have a decent show, play stuff from yesteryear and the 90s I like, but, and then not just have that, but then play something somebody knows like Sublime, right? And then do like this right here, right now, and be like, all right, so that was Sublime. We all know that. It was awesome. And next we're going to have an underground band from, I don't remember where they're from, but anyway, we have an underground band called Old Guy Drive-By with Corporate Robot. Enjoy.
Like a slave.
Why not have both? Why not find an online station or make an online station? And nothing against the ones I'm on now. Metal Zone Radio is great, and so is Podunk Radio. It's nothing against that. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is find like a corporate radio station like The Buzz that's strictly online, but then have somebody there. Hell, we can import some shows. Put the Sick Boys on there. If as long as it's uncensored and online, it doesn't matter. Don't put it on, you know, FM with the FCC. But if you have what used to be like an FM station and put it online only and let people know it's there and really be interactive, you can fucking do it. It's here now. Everybody's podcasting now. It's no longer this what is that? It's everybody, like, is doing it. I made a whole podcast about it the other day. I started 5 years ago. I had people that I known that did it for 10 years now. And now everybody else is jumping on it, and that's cool, whatever. Online radio is here. You just have to pay attention. No, it's not in your car yet, but now cars are starting to have built-in Wi-Fi and shit, which I thought of a couple years ago when I was at Radio Shack. I'm like, there's got to be a way I could do this, but I didn't have the way to do it. But I thought about it. It's here, and we can make it the main thing again. And I know. I love the underground. I love all these local bands. I played like the Lickers, and I played, Drive. Fuck, I'm so fucking. I can't remember. Anyway, Corporate Robot, and I did all that, and I play all kinds of stuff like that every week, and that's cool. But here's the thing: I want this to become a mainstream thing. That way, a lot of people can hear it still, and you can still hear MXPX and Slipknot and Sublime and Pearl Jam and all that shit. But then you can go unedited as well and go listen to Jason and the Krugers, and you can go and listen to like the Misfits and the Coffin Cats, stuff that doesn't really get a radio play anyway, but more into the light. And we can do it in South Florida, which will reach everywhere. We can do this. And I know, it's crazy. What is wrong with McPatches? Isn't he happy just doing his show? Yes, I am very happy doing my show. But this is what I wanted. And as much as I really want to be on FM, I do. I just... Well, I couldn't... Earlier, here's that song. Okay. Here's this. And you don't need to help those bands. Those bands have been helped. But they're paying. So play it, right? But then you get all these other bands, like the Beat Dolls, who actually does get FM play in Texas, which is good. But you get the Beat Dolls and Venus De Vilo out of Ireland and Break the Hero here and the Gravel Kings and Church and State and Church Girls and all that stuff that probably cannot... Well, Gravel Kings could. But and Playing With Blood and all those guys. Imagine if you could put them on the air. And I know that down south, Spano tried it with the bar, and we had Buzz Jr., which now is not even existent, really. And that's all essentially kind of what Not Fair was, except I was completely uncensored for the last 5 years. But I know he tried doing that, and for whatever reason, it stopped. I don't know if it was the station or him, and I've said that before. And it's a good idea, but it had to be edited and clean. But now we don't have to worry about that. If we're strictly online, we just have to get people to know we're there. And people are like, well, you know, I like this type of music. I like this industrial stuff. We'll do a certain show for that. Just like I do with Underground Horror Radio. A lot of people out there love horror, punk, and psychobilly. That show is for them. Just like this show normally is just straight out underground punk rock and a lot of stuff from South Florida and all over, and then I mix it up because I'm nuts. You know, and it's like, I just, this is how I feel. I'm not going to bullshit. This is what I want. I want there to have both. Because you can still have a corporate entity, but if you have somebody in charge that's like, listen, just let me, I got this. I know you're worried about corporate stuff, but if it's online, you don't have to really worry about all that. Play as much as we want. It's uncensored. There are people that would invest in that, I think. I really do think if it's a nightclub down south and they're having lots of bands, they would be into that, you know? And come and do a show and come do an interview and all that stuff. And not have to worry about restrictions and stuff. And I can be a professional guy. I do it at cons all the time. I go to cons. I interview actors. I don't act all nuts and shit. I have a lot of fun. I know how to ask questions. All right, I've done it on the phone many times with bands and stuff. It's not always like, woo! Florida guys I'm like personal best friends with, so it gets like that because we know each other so well and it's fun. And they're crazy. And they're local bands and they don't give a fuck. But that's what I'm trying to say. That's the important thing to me, okay? So I think that somehow, some way, pass this along. Show it to everybody you know and be like, hey, listen, this needs to happen. This guy deserves to run or deserves to be on a station as a job. And I'm still going to do the other stuff. I'm not getting rid of Not For Air. Even if it's not For Air on the station or whatever, I'll still do it, Not For Air, on Podunk and on Metal Zone. You know, I'll make sure that's in the fucking contract. That's my shit there, and I would never stop doing that. But this way, this would be like the same thing, except now I get to play other music and not have to worry about, you know, copyright and all that or paying a bunch of money because you have the station foot the bill, and then I'm getting paid. I'm doing the radio job, but not being a shitty radio job. Not just being like, here's what's next. No, we're going to have conversations. We're going to play uncensored, badass music. We're going to have fun. We're going to make this fun again because we're on the reset button now. And I've said that for years, that's, you know, on the way out in a sense where online you have all these stations, iHeartRadio and stuff. Well, now we can do it with the independent people still. It's the budget doesn't have to be humongous for promotion. If I had $50, I can do a lot of promotion with just $50. I really could. I could. Between the internet and between going to Staples, I can make a poster. I can make a bunch of flyers. I could still pay somebody to stand on a corner. And I can even put money in gas to go down, you know, to another town and promote. Okay, so I don't want to hear that shit. All right, and the reason why I'm fired up about this is because this is what I do love. I tried every other job in the world. I have. Okay, I have. I've done retail. I've done call centers. I've done carpet stores. I've done businesses. I've done restaurants. I mean, I've done it. I have done a lot of shit since I was 16 years old. But this is the one. And I had the radio job and promotions. But I'm thinking this is the future. We can do this. You know, this is what it could be. It could be we can do this and do that and be online and not worried about somebody going, you can't say that. No, I'm not going to go in there and say a bunch of racial slurs. What the fuck's wrong with you? You horrible person. You know, I have some sense, but at the same time, I can be like, well, that's a fucking jag off and not have to worry about it. Satellite has that too, but you're paying for satellite. So maybe you can still do it online and maybe either through a subscription service or fuck through advertising. You can still play commercials online or have it on the website. There are ways. Anyway, I'm fucking over it. I said my piece. That's what I love. And I'm telling you, let's all put our heads together and figure this out. Because I'm trying, but I'm just, it's like right in front of me, but it's not. You know? And I'm trying to find it, and you know, it's just like just barely escaping me. But it's there. It's there. I can hear it. I can taste it. I can smell it. I'm just missing something. Anyway, bye.
This is Not For Air Underground Radio.